Scholastic Audiobooks presents The Looking Glass Wars by Frank Bedour, read by Gerard Doyle.
Prologue. Oxford, England, July 1863. Everyone thought she had made it up, and she had tolerated more taunting and teasing from other children, more lectures and punishments from grown-ups than any 11-year-old should have to bear. But now, after 4 years, it had arrived. Her last, best chance to prove to them all that she had been telling the truth. A college scholar had thought enough of her history to write it up as a book. She sat on a blanket on the banks of the River Sherwell, the remains of a picnic lunch in a basket at the Reverend Charles Dodgson's elbow. She held the book in her hands. He had written and illustrated it himself, he said. It had a nice weight and heft, felt substantial. It was wrapped in brown paper and tied with a black ribbon. Dodgson was watching her, anxious. Her sisters Edith and Lorena were hunting minnows at the river's edge. She untied the ribbon, carefully undid the wrapping.
Oh, Alice's Adventures Underground? What sort of title was that? And why was her name misspelled?
She had told Dodgson how to correctly spell her name, had even written it out for him.
By Lewis Carroll? She read, with growing concern. I thought it would be more festive than saying it was by a reverend.